voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9 all across the great state of Michigan. And, of course, to our friends in the Glass City as well. Hour number two officially underway. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000. That's sports radio to 21000. Our auto value guest line, if you want to call in, 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings. Individually, I'm Anthony Bellino. You can find me at AC Bellino. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elkey is at Ryan L underscore Key. Of course, we're on Facebook at X's and Bros. Good morning to our television viewers as well on Comcast Channel 900. And if you miss anything, you can catch up on the podcast wherever you get your podcasts at. SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Interesting, is Fred VanVleet maybe the best or second best of all time out of undrafted players in NBA history? Ben Wallace, I would think the Detroiter would wear that crown currently, but is Fred VanVleet knocking on the door? Who's in second in that category? I don't know. Going to need some individual press here at some point, but that's where the conversation has gone, and that's our poll question of the day. Is Fred VanVleet doing enough right now to where he could become good for the Pistons in a way that they could sign him in the offseason? You know, would he be worth the money?
And I think we're going to create a second poll question off of this. We'll call it the Electric Boogaloo Supreme 2.0.
Okay.
Who would you rather spend $15 million on for the Pistons? Fred VanVleet or J. Cole?
Fred VanVleet, 100%. The Pistons did tweet out a picture of a J. Cole jersey, and they have invited him to tryouts. J. Cole, the rapper out of North Carolina, is going to try to make a run.
Out of North Carolina, like he went to North Carolina or something.
Out of the state of North Carolina.
You're starting two guard out of North Carolina.
You have to. You absolutely. From Dreamville. Go! From Dreamville, North Carolina.
2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah, that's exactly what, like, that should be in the intros. Will he be able to do so? I don't know. You know, hey, look, the guy wants to give it a shot if he's good enough to play. I mean, he's got some game, so we'll figure it out.
Will he shout out his LCA girls instead of the LA girls?
I mean, is
you
he
guys are out of control.
Is he better at basketball than Justin Bieber is at hockey?
Justin Bieber plays hockey?
Yeah, you didn't see the highlight videos
of Justin Bieber playing
Justin
hockey?
Justin Bieber is pretty good at hockey.
Yeah, Justin Bieber to me doesn't seem like he's got the size or the strength.
Look, this is not coming from this is from real hockey people on Twitter saw the video and they were talking about it.
I did not see the real hockey
this
video.
This was like probably 6 months ago, I would guess.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't see usually if I see Justin Bieber in a headline, I would just bypass it. It's not a whole lot. I don't have a whole lot of Bieber fever. That's just me personally. But what is going on? We'll get you caught up with everything that's happening in the NHL hub cities and the NBA bubble from last night. We'll also talk to John Wagner coming up in hour number three on a couple of different storylines. Plus, the Tigers-Cardinals series was suspended. What are the rumors are circulating that maybe the team visited a casino at some point? We'll get into that and what MLB should do coming up as well. But first, let's get you all caught up with all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
The Red Wings have loaned their top pick, Moritz Seider, to Mannheim. He'll play in the DEL over there during the pandemic. So, you know, at least he's going to be playing. He's 19 years old. You got to get him some run at some point. If he can go back to the league that he was playing in and play there, that's fine. Don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but wanted to bring it up today, that Xavier Tillman is going to remain in the NBA draft. Aaron Henry will return to the Michigan State Spartans. And how about Luka Garza? Luka Garza's coming back. That's like the worst news I heard all day. The Iowa big man. That dude is ferocious. He is ferocious.
I mean, he was just waiting for his father's announcement, Xavier Tillman, to see what he was going to do. And since his daddy is going to go to the league, he's like, okay, I can play college basketball again.
Wow. Wow. You're on one today, Mr. Ryan. You are on one. It all started when he wanted to debate if NBA TV is national television, and then he's been all downhill ever since about 6:04 this morning.
When not everyone has it, and no, it's not.
Who's your cable provider?
UVerse.
Ah, gotcha. Well, there's your first mistake.
The first mistake is not putting it on it. Put it on ESPN. Put it on TNT. Stop with the NBA TV.
Put it on anything. ABC, TBS.
TNT knows drama, and drama is the NBA season right now. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I like it. A kid by the name of Damon Payne is a 5-star recruit in the state of Michigan, recently committed to Alabama. His father told the Free Press that Michigan just stopped recruiting him. Interesting to see like what happens there and how you lose out on a 5-star in your own backyard. Seattle Seahawks are monitoring Antonio Brown's situation. He will be suspended without pay for 8 games. I thought he didn't want to play in the league, though. Didn't he just MF the league and was like, I'm not playing in this, blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden he wants to get back in. Like, which one is it? You trying to play or you not trying to play? That's all I want to know.
Same with Josh Gordon.
Well, yeah, Josh Gordon. But Josh Gordon, he just can't stop smoking tree.
I mean, why do people keep giving him chances?
He's that good. It doesn't matter what
he's
kind of
person. He's that good. He's played 3 games in the last 5 years.
But the 3 games he played in, damn, did he look good. They just like his physical traits. And they think that, hey, if this guy can stay clean, why not? I don't know. A friend of mine he's in camp right now in Seattle at the wide receiver position, so I'm hoping that they say no to both of those guys. I saw Lamar Jackson said that Antonio Brown would be the perfect guy for their locker room. It's like that's the whole reason why he's not in the league is because he's the most unperfect locker room guy. He's great on the field. He's an awful human everywhere else. And I think, did he just have another baby? Antonio Brown with the woman?
I believe so.
With the woman that he threw out, that's in the video? I think it's the same woman that he threw out of his house and they were having that big dispute in the middle of the street when he was, cursing at the police and everybody else. His neighborhood, they got to be just heated. That homeowners association's got to be just driving themselves crazy. Anyways, Josh Gordon, maybe he'll be back in Seattle. Maybe they'll link up with Antonio Brown as well. The deadline for NFL players to opt out of the 2020 season will be Thursday at 4 p.m., according to sources. So they got a couple days. Now, a lot of players not very happy about that. Should you be able to opt out at any time? If you start to feel uncomfortable, or are they trying to prevent a Yoenis Cespedes incident like with the Mets where it's just like, oh, yeah, no, we can't find this guy. Where is he? I don't know. He's opting out, allegedly. After we couldn't find him for a couple hours, then his agent called. New Orleans Pelicans extended Zion Williamson's minutes to 25 in the closing time of the game as well. The Pelicans beat the Memphis Grizzlies 109-99 in an electric game. By the way, Lonzo Ball threw a 50-foot alley-oop to Zion, who threw it down. It was incredible. Minor league baseball. How about this? MILB's president installs a new committee to handle MLB negotiations. I don't know what that means, but good luck to them. There was nothing you could do about this season. Derek Jeter is blaming the Miami Marlins coronavirus outbreak on a false sense of security. He blames the on a collective false sense of security that made the Marlins lax about social distancing and wearing mask, and also cost them big time. We had PGA Tour golf over the weekend, so congratulations to our most recent tournament winner, the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational there in Memphis, Tennessee, who was Justin Thomas. We'll get ready for the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Fran this coming weekend. Your defending champ is Brooks Koepka. Tiger Woods will be there and is already there to get a couple early rounds in. And the Big 12 has approved scheduling model that will include 9 conference games and 1 non-conference game. So looking at a 10-game schedule in Big 12 football if we can ever get back on the college football field. Those are the headlines. We're going to step aside when we return. What's happening in the Hub Cities? We'll get you all up to date with the scores, the standings, where the series are at, all that and more coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value Parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get
it. It's easy to get all the best groceries in town in one trip when you shop at Meijer. Find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to everyday products at low Meijer prices. Save with weekly deals going on now, like delicious peaches for just 69 cents per pound, or frozen novelties from brands like Popsicle or Purple Cow, or buy three, get one free. Get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place at Meijer. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
When you manage a nonprofit organization, you strive every day to fulfill its mission, whether assisting those in crisis or helping them realize their dreams. And all the while, you're facing challenges of your own, such as dwindling resources and increased demand for services, leaving little time to address daily operational, compliance, and accounting issues. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your nonprofit works to serve others, we work to serve you, helping you find ways to reduce costs, embark on a capital campaign, analyze growth, or manage compliant issues and requirements. Whether you provide health and human services, support arts and culture, promote education and research, or focus on the environment and animals, we help those who help others. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
Recipe, sucker, fear. For real, you the only father that I ever knew. I get my pregnant, I'ma be a better you. Prophecies that I made way back in the veil.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on this Tuesday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino once again filling in for our guy, Matt Shepard. Danica Halen and Ryan Elke are in the studio. Plenty of ways for you to get in contact with us. You can text keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000, Auto Value guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. I asked this question on Twitter because I'm not really sure, and maybe somebody out there may or may not know. Who knows? But how many times in the NHL have we seen multiple hat tricks in the same day? Yesterday, Svechnikov got three for Carolina in a 4-1 win against the New York Rangers, and then McDavid scored three, two of which happened in the first 4:05 of play as Edmonton beat Chicago 6-3, and I was finding it entertaining that my friend Frank went from Chicago in game one. It was all Blackhawks. We're back. Here we go. And then they lose yesterday, and of course, you know, he's tweeting out GIFs of tanks, like, the tank is on. And it's like, okay, well, you know, bro, you got to pick one, man. You got to understand. NHL-wise, you guys watch any of the games yesterday?
I watched a little bit of Carolina Rangers and then some of Washington and Tampa Bay.
Gotcha, okay. So
I had to pass the time until the NBA got on real TV.
Oh, so if both were on at the same time and you had one television and both were on, let's say, national television.
It's called a tablet, a laptop, and a television.
Okay, you don't have any of those options. You only have one viewing source. What are you watching?
I'm watching NBA over NHL.
Okay. Dan?
Oh, I'm NBA over NHL all day.
I mean, this is Boogaloo Supreme 3.0. We might have to save this one for tomorrow. But here's a recap of what took place yesterday in the hub cities. I prefer the term bubble just because if you listen to the show, you know that I have this weird dream of being just shot into the NBA's Orlando bubble. I just want to hang out. I still have yet. Has anybody seen where LeBron is staying? I have yet to see that yet.
What do you mean where?
I want to know.
I'm assuming it's the Sweet and Magic Kingdom. He's just the top of the Disney castle.
Does he have the entire castle to himself? Because I forget who it was, but they walked by and they saw a building, and they were on not an Instagram Live or something like that. I think it was maybe Austin Rivers. Somebody was like, "That's where LeBron stays," and he's like, "No, not that room. The entire building. He's got all that." And he's like, "No, I'm just playing." But there's this idea and this thought that maybe he's treated a little bit differently. You wouldn't know it if you asked him, because every time he's going to the paint, you see him do the hands up, like the weird, like, where's the foul call at all the time. But anyways, I just want to get launched into the, you could send me the hub cities too. I'll go hang out with the NHL guys. I could say boys and, you know, top shelf, stuff like that. I could throw a little sauce on it. All right. So last night we had the Hurricanes beating the Rangers early on, 4-1. That's an East qualifier game. That was game number two. Carolina leads that series 2-0. Over in the West qualifying, the second game of the day was the Winnipeg Jets beating the Calgary Flames. That series tied up at 1-1 after a 3-2 win there from the Jets. In the East qualifier, but in the round robin, remember, your top four seeds are different from 5 through 12. Round robin, the Lightning pick up a victory in a shootout over the Capitals. Back over, we'll stay in the round robin for the Golden Knights beating the Dallas Stars 5-3. The Penguins got a 3-1 winner over the Montreal Canadiens. That series is tied at ones apiece. And then in West qualifying game number two, the Oilers beat the Blackhawks 6-3. Connor McDavid, big 3-goal night, including two, as I mentioned, in the first 4 minutes and 5 seconds of the game. He scored his first one, I want to say, like 19 seconds in or something crazy. But that's kind of where we stand from yesterday's game. And I know it's kind of a lot to listen to when you hear about, okay, who's where, who's doing what. You almost just want to be able to see the bracket. We'll have games beginning at noon today over on the NBC Sports Network. You'll get Islanders and Panthers. The Islanders lead that series 1-0 in the East qualifying. Game two of the day will also be on the NBC Sports Network at 2:30, with the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Nashville Predators. That's over on the Western Conference side. Arizona leads that series 1-0. Another 1-0 series lead in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs at 4 o'clock on NBCSN. So you can see that game, and followed up by a 6:45 puck drop also on the NBC Sports Network. Jets and Flames. That series tied at one apiece. 8 o'clock, Rangers Hurricanes, part three. Carolina leads that series 2-0. Here's the potential right now for the series. And then you have the Wild and Canucks will cap things off on USA at 10:45 p.m. Right now, Minnesota leads that series 1-0. And interesting, always interesting when they put a game on USA, because then you have to actually find the damn thing. But it is interesting that it's not too often you get back-to-backs in hockey, but it seems like a pretty quick turnaround for the Rangers and the Hurricanes. I mean, they played the early game yesterday. They'll play an evening game tonight. So I imagine a lot of ice, a lot of stretching. And did I see something on the lines? NHL games going into yesterday, the under was 20-2. 20 games have covered when betting the under. Usually in hockey, your goal totals are anywhere between like 5, 5.5, up to like 6.5. Usually. I see a lot of 5.5 lines right now. It's 5.5 for the Islanders and Panthers, 5.5 for Nashville and Coyotes, 5.5 for the Blue Jackets and the Maple Leafs. By the way, shout out to the Columbus Blue Jackets Twitter. And somebody had asked them about, like, how come they didn't bring the cannon to the hub cities, and the Blue Jackets Twitter is like, do you know how difficult it is to get a cannon through customs right now? Actually, every line is 5.5, except for the Jets and Flames. No line posted right now. If you're thinking about dabbling going into yesterday's game, the under was 20-2. Now, there were some high-scoring games like Edmonton-Chicago with 9. That would have hit the over. Pittsburgh-Montreal, don't know what the line was, but at 5.5, that was under. Vegas and Dallas, a lot of offense in that game. That game was over. So if you're thinking about dabbling, that's the list of today's sports. And I did see Dave Portnoy, the president of Barstool Sports, had tweeted out something along the lines of, I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion or unpopular take, but this to me doesn't even feel like real sports. You should just cancel it and move on. And I found that very interesting. One, because I think that this is fantastic, and I'm not just saying it just to say it. Like, I really am enjoying what we're being able to see on television, and I don't understand why you would just want to cancel it. Like, that to me makes no sense whatsoever. We have basically what we get in March for roughly a month, give or take. I mean, there's games all day long. You're going to have a noon puck drop, and you're going to play all the way until 10:45 tonight. You're going to get 6 games in the NHL, all on national television. That way Ryan can watch it. And It's going to go all day. It's a marathon. That's what we love about March Madness. That's why they offer, what do we call those male surgeries? Vasectomies? That's why they run discounts and specials on those things during the month of March. Because you got nothing to do but sit around. So you might as well sit around and watch basketball. Well, we're getting the same thing in hockey right now. I don't know why you wouldn't want to see it. So, I mean, for me, this is this is what I like. You have the Eastern Conference round robin. The Bruins were 1, Lightning 2, the Capitals 3, and the Flyers were 4. And right now in the Eastern Conference, the Flyers have a game on the Bruins in a 4-1 win back on the 2nd. The Lightning beat the Capitals in a shootout yesterday. Today we'll get Lightning Bruins at 4 p.m. So that's a big time game. Pardon me. That one's actually tomorrow, and followed up by the following day. So Thursday you'll get Caps Flyers. Like the round robin is a great idea. It's kept things competitive. It keeps things very interesting. And then the round robin on the Western Conference side, the Blues were the 1 seed, followed up by the Avalanche, the Golden Knights, and the Stars. You had the Avalanche getting a game on the Blues, 2-1. The Golden Knights a 5-3 winner over the Stars. We'll wait once again for Avalanche and Stars tomorrow night at 6:30. Speaking of the Colorado Avalanche, do you remember the name Sandis Ozolinch?
Kind of.
It was his birthday yesterday.
What did you want us to do with that information?
Nothing. I just wanted to share it with you.
By the way, just a quick search on that question you had about the hat tricks on the same day. It's happened 4 times. Just in a quick search, I did it for I looked down the list for 10 seconds. It's happened at least 4 times this season.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, so it's not as rare. 4 times this season, multiple hat tricks in the same day.
At least. That was just I went down the first page. I didn't even continue. So it's probably a bunch of times.
All right, that's what we got going on. We're going to step aside. We'll be back. We're going to go into the NBA bubble a little bit. Plus, what in the world did the St. Louis Cardinals do? We'll get into that and much more next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101 and M50.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 Million Summer. Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 Million in premium play is up for grabs, with 6 players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 Million Summer, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino, coming to you from the bunker. We welcome you back, and good morning to all of our friends all across the great state of Michigan, and to our buddies down there in the Glass City as well. Good morning to all of you, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. And we got a story to get to here with Major League Baseball. Now, we did get a text in just now. We were talking a little bit about the hub cities. I'm out of the loop. Can you guys fill me in on what's going on with Tigers and Stafford and the NFL? The NFL is using basically the same thing that they'll glaze your donuts with at Krispy Kreme to sanitize guys. I don't know how healthy that is to be breathing in, but whatever. They got to walk through basically like a metal detector that sprays them down. At least that's what the Denver Broncos are using. Matthew Stafford isn't doing anything right now because he tested positive for COVID, so he's out. And the Tigers, they're also not doing anything because their games got postponed because of the St. Louis Cardinals had a plethora of tests come back positive.
And then as for the NFL and NFLPA have agreed on protocols. So if you refuse to submit virus testing, it can result into a $50,000 fine. As from Tom Pelissero, and also refusal to wear mask, PPE, or tracking device, or maintain social distancing during team travels could be a fine up to $14,650.
So if you decide, if you're in the NFL and you say you're not going to get tested, it's a could possibly cost you $50,000.
Yes.
So I mean, what if you just? I guess you could just opt out then.
Right. So the NFL is doing what Major League Baseball should have done and saying, listen, if you're not going to follow our rules, if you're going to put games in jeopardy, we are going to take it right out of your back pocket.
It's amazing to me that and I look at some of the failures here from Major League Baseball, and what's really bothersome to me is that you had the Cardinals four-game series against the Tigers postponed due to the virus outbreak, and there was a report and a story coming out that maybe some of the Cardinals players had visited a casino. The St. Louis Cardinals had 13 people in the organization who had tested positive for COVID-19. 13. Seven of them are players. So there was a statement that was released. Four-game series between the Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals at Comerica Park from Tuesday, August 4th through Thursday, August 6th has been postponed. Cardinals had 13 members of the organization test positive for COVID-19 in the last week, including seven players and six staff members of the club, which has been in quarantine since Thursday, will stay in Milwaukee, and their personnel will continue to be tested daily. The tentative plan is for the team to resume its regular schedule on Friday against the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis. So of the Cardinals' 13 cases, five are asymptomatic and eight have light symptoms. When the reports came out that Cardinals players went to a casino before their COVID-19 outbreak, their general manager said, quote, I have no factual reason to believe that is true, and I have not seen any proof of that. If they were at a casino, though, that would be disappointing.
Disappointing?
That would be disappointing.
No. They're putting your entire franchise in jeopardy. That's way worse than disappointing.
Don't worry, the Marlins players, all they did was go out for a milk, according to Derek Jeter. That's why they left the hotel.
He needs some milk.
Needed to go get a milk. Maybe a singular, they were going to singular milk.
They went to see Katie Ledecky swim the milk across the pool. That's what they did.
Maybe they went to go get the, remember the cartons of milk they would serve you in the lunchroom, like the chocolate milk in the carton?
It always had a joke on the side.
Yeah. And it was always like in the pattern of a cow. And then you start to think about milk in general, and you're like, should I even be drinking this right now? That's neither here nor there. It would be disappointing. And Dan, I feel a little bit of outrage in your voice, and I am right there with you, because if the story is true that the St. Louis Cardinals went to some casino somewhere, you had to be professional for 66 days. That's all we asked. And by we, I'm not making a paycheck off of it, so to me, whatever. But there are a lot of people that are. And I'll always, because of my employment history, I will always tend to side with the people that never get seen, that aren't making millions of dollars. Because seeing firsthand how long some of those days are and what that work entails, that cameraman who's sitting in the near the third baseline, who's getting drenched or it's 40 degrees, or it's snowing and he's standing there and his hands are frozen off, trying to operate that camera to make sure that you at home, like, don't go, oh, I can't even find the ball. Where's it at? Like, I think about those people. The players are the players. They're making millions of dollars. But there was a reason they didn't want to do the hub cities. They pitched out the idea earlier about Arizona and Florida. Would they go to the spring training facilities of the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League and try to isolate the players the best that they could in a somewhat of a bubble format, which we know as of right now with the NHL and the NBA, we know the bubble works. It's working. We're actively watching this thing work. But you had people like Mike Trout say, well, I got a newborn baby at home and I don't want to be away from my family. But then you have other people saying that, well, I don't want to put my family at risk. Well, if you're the St. Louis Cardinals and you have X amount of players, and I don't know who it is, and if and we don't know yet if the story has been confirmed to be true, but if it is true, I don't trust Major League Baseball to handle it properly, but there should be fines, there should be suspensions, and there should be forfeiture. If that is the case, if one player left and went to the casino, that player is fined. That player is suspended. That player is quarantined. Oh, yeah, and by the way, because you're that big of an idiot, you're going to force your team to forfeit four games. Tigers can have four wins. Cardinals get four losses. Because you cannot put the entire league in jeopardy because you want to have a night out. Guess what? As a professional athlete making hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, all you have to do is show up for 60 games in 66 days. That's it. We're not asking a whole lot. You're going to work 25% of the year this year. Watch out. Don't want to stress you out too much because the truck drivers, the delivery guys, the people at the grocery store, like, they're all still working. They haven't stopped working. The people we deem to be essential employees are still working. And you idiots can't figure it out for 66 days?
Just tell us when and where.
Oh,
that was the motto, right? Tell us when and where. We'll be there. We'll play. Okay.
People wonder why I side with the owners. This is why. This is exactly. You can't trust these idiots.
2 months isolated. Then you can play everything. You get pay a full prorated. Nah, we can't do it. We have to go out and get a milk. I need to play blackjack.
They could have picked any place other than the casino. And you're right. We don't know if it's true. But guess what?
TMZ will know.
There are thousands of cameras in casinos. You could have done the Lou Will and just make sure no rapper posts a picture of you. And no one would have known.
Even then, Lou Williams went to Magic City allegedly for chicken wings and hung out with whatever her name was
Asia,
at some point.
I believe.
Yeah, sure. And then, whatever. I don't care, right? You want to go to a strip club? Go to the strip club. What do I don't care. Yeah, support, you know, small business. So, or independent contractors or freelance worker, whatever the hell
Say
you want
to Magic
call.
City. Ain't nothing small, all right?
Hey, Magic City Monday night or whatever Jermaine Dupri said. Welcome to Atlanta. You got that song, Dan?
I do not.
What's going on in that library over there?
We got to build it up,
Jake.
Sorry, I don't have Jermaine Dupri.
You should have every song ever recorded from 1940 on. You never know when you're going to need to throw in a little CCR. Do you know CCR?
Of course. John Fogerty? Of course I know CCR.
I bet you Stephen Warren likes himself some CCR. Either way, you have the situation with the St. Louis Cardinals that we need answers. We as the general public deserve an answer. We as baseball fans deserve an answer. And the Tigers organization deserves an answer. But how do you even have one inkling of trust or faith in Major League Baseball to handle this properly? The NFL has already come out with the rules. You skip this test, we're going to fine you. And there will be fines. And I like that. You gotta have the tests. You have to. It's the only way to keep everything somewhat kosher. Baseball is giving us a glimpse at what traveling sports and the challenges that they are going to face moving forward, what the roadmap is going to look like. That's what it's going to look like. It is going to be an absolute pain for everybody, whether you're playing football, at the professional or the collegiate level if they can even figure out. I mean, Rutgers had, what, 28 positive tests? That should be enough to kick them out of the Big Ten right now. If you're going to try to play basketball and travel at the collegiate level, and basically any college sport, you know, baseball is giving you the roadmap of the challenges that you are facing. And the fact that baseball and the entire world knew what happened with Lou Williams and that these players might have potentially done the same thing to me is we asked you to be professional for 66 days, to lock in for 66 days, and you didn't want to do the hub cities for God knows what reason. Arizona, Florida, oh, it's hot down there. Well, I'm sorry. Do the Arizona Diamondbacks not play half of their season at home regularly? What, it's not hot? Would you want to play at Target Field or Comerica Park in late March and early April when it's 45 degrees and moist? No thanks. You want to play in New York in October? No thanks. I'll take Arizona and Florida all day. What are we worried about? Getting dehydrated? You don't have access to water out there? It's Major League Baseball. But we didn't want to do that because it's going to be really hot. Okay, well, we don't want to be in the hub cities and spend time away from our family. That's interesting. The NHL guys are doing it. The NBA guys are doing it. You got Trevor Bauer out here, can't stay off of Twitter. This is amateur hour, check the forecast, do this with the radar, complaining all about the Cincinnati Reds series against the Tigers, just popping off at the mouth every chance he gets. And I'm looking at him like, hey, look at your peers. Can you guys just not, I don't know. How much blame is to be placed on them as well?
Do you know how hard it is to make Roger Goodell look compassionate and Gary Bettman look like a freaking savant and genius?
Guy looks like a genius, yeah.
And that's what Robbie Manfred has done during this whole pandemic, is make every other commissioner look like the gold standard of commissioners.
And the interesting thing about Roger Goodell is he is always, because of his role as operating the league, but then also representing the interests of the owners, he's in a very difficult position. It's a no-win position to be the commissioner of a professional sports league, unless you're somebody like Adam Silver, who the owners really get along with and the players respect. Somehow Adam Silver's figured out a way to play both sides very, very well, and people like Adam Silver. So therefore, he gets things done, because I think that he does a really good job of keeping everybody's best interest in the forefront and then trying to find a way to compromise around that. And it all happened early on in his tenure with the Donald Sterling incident with the LA Clippers. And that's when the players said, wait a minute, we might have an ally here. This guy might be doing the right thing. The owner said, well, hey, he's right. This is bad for business for all of us. The Hong Kong China thing, they got a lot of money invested in there, and it's very easy to get on your soapbox for whatever cause that you want until it directly impacts you economically. And then that's when you'll tighten up. That's a normal human response, right? So if you have athletes that are speaking out about police brutality and racial injustice here in America, but when it came to the Hong Kong thing, I haven't heard anything about anybody. It's like, okay, well, what, you know, you can't just pick and choose. It's for everybody or it's not. And it's, you know, it's one way or the other. So I understand the delicate tightrope balance that Adam Silver is trying to walk. Gary Bettman, this NHL thing's been fantastic. Camera angles are great. Game presentation is great. Sound of the game is great. The games are actually great. I have no complaints there whatsoever. This might be the one thing that saves him. Roger Goodell, I have appreciation for, because he knows he works for the owners. And he's the most hated man in the sport. The fans don't like him. The players don't really like him. And you know what? He doesn't care. He does not care. Because he knows who butters his bread. That's the ownership. And if they got to have a fall guy, it's Roger Goodell. And his job is to protect the shield. What Rob Manfred has done, indecision kills, right? If you're a running back, if you're hesitant on anything, you're going to get tackled, and that's going to be the end of it. He's being indecisive. If you were driving down the highway and you're in the slow lane, you're thinking about exiting, and you begin to sort of exit, but you don't exit all the way, what are you going to do? You're going to hit that metal rail in the middle, you know, that separates the highway from the exit. You got to choose. Which one are you doing? You on board with the ownership, or you on board with the players? And for some reason, the players and the owners hate each other in Major League Baseball anyways. So for me, it's kind of like, okay, well, I see all these complaints all the time from people that aren't willing to do any sort of compromising. I look at MLB's owners much like I look at the NCAA, and I'd look at Pac-12 institutions. You don't have to play. There's all kinds of people willing to take your job, work for less money. That's what us in the real world have been going through now for a while. Our generation is now in a position to where if you aren't willing to work the 40 hours minimum in the office, if you're not willing to answer those emails at all hours of the night, well, we can find somebody else. You know, if you're someone that works in sports and you got your 40-hour a week, you know, office job, and then you got to be there on game days and game nights anyways, I mean, your love for the sport will disappear. It will. Some people really enjoy it. Other people do it for a paycheck. Some people got in and really enjoyed it. I mean, sports just really weeds out those who aren't 110% committed to sports. That's what working in the industry does to you. And I look at the St. Louis Cardinals with everything that's on the line, not only for you personally, financially, not only think personally for your own health and wellness, not only think for your teammates inside your clubhouse, your organization, some of your older coaching staff members, but the entire league. You know, it's just like Dave Burkett told us yesterday and referred to in his article that, it's like playing on a Jenga tower right now. The most important thing for the league is that the league keeps playing. Right? You got to keep going. And if you're going to have mental lapses and not take this thing seriously, you're not going to wear your mask in public. You know, you're going to, you know, hug each other and do whatever else you're going to do at celebrating, you know, no high fives, no handshakes. Okay. Fist pounds, elbow bumps. That thing where the kids do where they jump in the air and they hit each other's hips together. Do some of that. I don't know. But whatever it is, sometimes you got to sacrifice a little bit of your own for the greater good of the team. And the St. Louis Cardinals have dropped the ball. If the casino story is real. Because you can go out and contract this thing at any time. You could also leave your house and get hit by a bus. Right? There's that old quote in the Bible, you shall not know the day nor the hour. Something like that. Like, yeah, I mean, you never know. And there's really, I mean, I went into the grocery store the other day and I was looking at one side of the aisle and I had my cart, you know, kind of out of the way. There was like a post in the middle of the aisle. It's got like the fire extinguisher on. I put my cart next to that post and I was like, I'll just put it here because I'm facing the opposite direction. I don't want to be in anybody's way. I try to be as very conscientious about that kind of stuff as possible. I come back and a guy's got his hands all over my cart. I'm like, dude, global pandemic. Sanitizer everywhere, masks and all this, and you're telling me that you're that stupid?
Dude, you're gonna put your hands on a cart?
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. I wanted to take him and throw him into the shelf. I looked at him, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, you realize what's happening? Well, I don't care what you were just. What you need to do is be mindful of others. What you need to do right now. One time in your life, think about somebody outside of yourself. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to be back with more. Hour number three, I'm all worked up right now. I got to take a break. But we'll be back with more of X's and Bros.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages, like the Sizzle and Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
Attention, Davenport University graduating class of 2020. A large number of your fellow Davenport 2020 graduates are not happy with Davenport's current plan for graduation ceremonies and would like change. If you agree and feel change needs to be made, join our Facebook group, Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation. That's Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation on Facebook. Other college graduates are getting more. Let Davenport's administration know your hard work deserves better.